shit sweet. When you're getting that money, shit can get real deep. I gotta keep my heat and stay on my feet, because you never know who you gon' meet. From the bricks and the projects to the beats and the hi-hats, found love for the music, found a better way to keep some money in my pocket. They can't block that rap game, I cop that. My shit be poppin' when I drop that. They cannot stop that, they cannot top that. A bitch come and throw me, then shit get ugly. Cause any issues, I hit you. I'm out here like booyah. By any means, I'm getting green. Don't play with my moolah. No need for that, you be bleeding jack. I got a hell hand gat, I'm squeezing back. We clubbing, so plugged in. 4,000 spent like an even stack. I got five lows and hot wings. VIP is locked in. Strips and champagne flow. They mad, they can't stop her. When I'm here, your pressure up. Nigga salty and I love it. Here forever now, my name really buzzing. So name the price, cause being broke ain't no joke. Like major hype, don't act Hollywood. Cause if the pot is good, I bet 10 grand could change your life. So let's make these money moves, even if we want shit. Cause everybody get a go, and I guess it's my time to talk their shit.
She won. Now you see why she won. That's real. That's real right there. Shout out to Kenya J. Let's go. That was
Kenya J.
That was a joint that had everybody hype in the crowd.
Yeah.
That's what's
yeah.
up.
That's yeah. That yeah. That's the one.
That's the one.
Yo, she did a thing. I'm telling people, man. It's real. You just got to know, you know what I mean? Just got to feel it. And she went out there and she did her thing. I said, we all was waiting. You know, everybody was waiting and anticipating. And once it got going, she went out there and hit that swag. And that was it. She hit that button and it was go. It's a fact. So we appreciate you. Congratulations to you. We're supposed to have another call-in artist. A computer. So he's supposed to call at about 9 o'clock, which is around right now. It's that New York time. It feels good out, man. That's earlier in the week. It was sweating like a motherfucker. I can't do this humidity shit. Nigga, I'm low. I don't fuck around with that shit. So besides music, and we're gonna wait on this call and everything, but besides music, because we see you are a diva, gal. Stop playing. All right, stop playing.
That's what's up.
All right, so what other projects, what other things that's about Kenya J? What Kenya J life about?
I definitely like to turn up. Like, that's just me. That's how you got you boss out me. So if I'm out and about and I'm feeling everybody, I do give shout outs to other people, though, because I do believe in other people's music. I'm very good and letting people know when they good. I just like the same back. And a lot of people been giving me that. So that's giving me energy enough to keep pushing forward.
That's
you know?
Fact. That's a fact. Okay, I think we got our call on right now. So let's see what's good. Let's see if I get it all hooked up. Hello? Of course, I don't have it goddamn right. Yeah. So, I should have it right. Let me see. All right, so in the meantime, Jay.
Yo.
Yo, what's good over there?
Not much.
You all right? You and motherfucking over there just balling and shit. So y'all over there balling?
Yeah, I try to let Oh, wait. The caller's there? All right.
Hello? Hello? I just heard him.
Hello?
There you go.
Hey, what's good? What's good? Can you hear us?
Hello? Yeah. Keys to the Streets.
Yo. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? You can hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Man, the tech skills got back up. All right, all right. So what's going on? Who we got on the line right now?
You got Computer from Rock Boy Records, man.
What's good? What's good, Computer? What's good?
What up? What up? What up?
All right, Keys to the Street, man. We got a couple of your tunes right now. You also got Kenya J in the house, so make sure you say what's up to the lovely Kenya.
Yo, Kenya, what's good? How you feeling? God bless you.
I'm good. Thank you. Same to you.
All right, all right. I said, so tell us what you're about. You know, you call yourself Computer. That's a strong name, bro.
Yeah. Well, the computer just comes from, you know, it comes from the Menace movie. You know what I'm saying? When Kane pulled up, bumping that Computer Love and the Mustang, and I just, you know, as a little kid, I just stole that. I was like, that's me.
Ah, that's dope. That's dope, bro. I got to drop one for that one. That's lit right there. Okay.
Yeah.
I said, so tell us more. Tell us about the rhymes, the inspiration.
What got you started with music?
Well, I got started in the music when I was like nine years old. I just started writing music. You know what I'm saying? My uncle was a rap artist, and he was going to the studio, and you know, he was a DJ, and he was real good. You know what I'm saying? I was just a little kid. I didn't really pretty much know what I was doing, but you know, he just kept kind of like, you sound whack, man. You sound whack. You sound whack. You know what I'm saying? I need to hear something better. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I just kept writing, and you know, I came up with some real powerful music, and he was like, yo, I think you need to go in the studio and record. And that's what happened, and that's how I wound up, you know, making my first demo.
Nice.
When I was like 9 to 10 years old.
So do you still remember that bar?
My name was Kid Flavor back then, man. So,
I love it. I love it. Let's get it, Kid Flavor. Bring it.
The bar went, Kid Flavor calls terror like a terrorist. If Rama was colors, I have a lot of people prejudiced. Don't try to front and act like you know the half. If I ever got stepped to, it was for an autograph. Don't take me lightly because I go down heavy. I'm original like those 1960 Chevys.
Ooh.
Dudes try to front, but they hearts still pump that fear. My rhymes float like Jordan can stay in the air. I kick rhymes, kick flavor, and then so on. I've been rocking mics since you was watching Voltron. You act Luke Ferrigno, but still can't phase me. It's not the end. Because when I'm on the mic, I get bad like Sean Penn. It was a while ago, man.
Let's get it. Yo, that's what I'm talking about. I can see you right now. That's dope.
Yeah, I was only 9 years old, man. 9, 10 years old at the most. Where that rhyme came from.
That's a fact. Listen, that's it. You felt that. That didn't sound like a 9 year old bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 9 years old at the time.
That's real. So tell us the label and stuff that you're with right now. And give us.
I'm with Rock Boy Sony. That's DR period and Fly Tie. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to them. You know, I've been with DR period and Tie since I was about like 17. You know what I'm saying? On Select Records over with Fred Mineo. I think at the time when I was up there, I signed to the label at like 17 or 18 when I was in like 98.
How old are you now?
And I'm 35.
Nice. So you got a long time. Okay.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. So
you got foundations.
Been putting that work for a while.
Uh-huh.
So you've been putting in that work for a while, I said.
Foundation.
Yeah, definitely, man. definitely. So when I came up there, they had like a bunch of like the legendary acts like Kid and Play and Chubb Rock and some other, you know, like M.O.P. and mm-hmm. UTFO and Track Masters, Tone and Polk. They was like my they was my label mates. Papoose was up there with me, a whole bunch of people. And Theo Brown was my first A&R that D.R. Perrier took over his slot and A&R'd me. And I mean, my first gold record up there with D.R. Perrier, my first two gold records with D.R. Perrier. So,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Congrats on that. We definitely got your we got your tracks here. And
yeah.
I mean, you've been putting in that work, and we see that you also affiliate with the Mob.
Yeah. Shout out to the Mob, man. Rest in peace to my brother Prodigy, man. And shout out to my brother Havoc. Shout out to Rapanoid. Nice the Future. You know, shout out to Alchemist. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
the brothers took me under the wing, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, 3G's in the building. He just looked. He was like, once you said Alchemist, he just turned his head like, what?
The Mob. I learned so much from Alchemist, Havoc, and Prodigy, man. I learned you couldn't even buy what I learned. It's not even a price you could, you know, put on what I learned.
Man, listen, I know that's a fact. I mean, those right, that influence right there, like the Mob, was something that was raised from Queens, you know what I mean?
Right,
From hand, them shooting their own videos, and you know what I mean? Like, them just doing what they do.
Yeah, like, you know, we all have, you know, we all had kind of like similar backgrounds, you know what I'm saying? Certain tragedies that we, you know, that we faced, and that brought us closer together, you know what I'm saying? And I got with the Mob. I was with the Mob for like 9 years. And then, you know, me and P was just talking one day, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he was just talking about, you know, his health issues and, you know, when he was younger and, you know, things he had to go through. And, you know, I was talking about my moms and we would vibe about my moms, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know that knows me, you know what I'm saying? Or I let, you know, into my circle. I just feel like, you know, it's just a story that needs to be told, you know what I'm saying? The reason why, you know, I've been fueled with so much, you know, my music and a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, is because my mom was addicted to drugs, you know what I'm saying? And she wound up, you know, she wound up getting killed.
Sorry to hear that.
Rip to your mom.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, you know. And she told me besides me, her favorite rapper was 50 Cent. My mom's a G, man. My mom's got shot. My mom's been stabbed. She got locked up. She's been through a lot of things. And she told me, she was like, you know, you just got greatness in you. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, you know, I'm 45 Cent, 50 is 50 Cent, and you 75 Cent. So I started calling myself 75 Cent
because of
my mom. So a lot of people, you know, was asking me that question, like my AK, where I got it from. So rest in peace. That came from my mom's.
That's a fact. Oh,
mom's,
man.
The first one going to see you, though. Mom's first one check you
That's
out.
A fact. That's a fact.
Definitely. Definitely.
So,
definitely. You know.
My question to you.
You know,
sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, so with Pete, you know, he was, you know, he would talk about his crisis and, you know, his sicknesses and, you know, things, you know, how he felt, you know, and he was just real strong. And I was just telling him, like, you know what I'm saying, damn, you know, I don't know how to, you know, my mom is my best friend. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel alone. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, just hang in there, you know what I'm saying? He said he felt, you know, alone a lot of times, you know, with what he was going through too, you know what I'm saying? He said he had his mom's support, but, you know, sometimes he felt alone too, like nobody knew what it felt like, you know what I'm saying? So he just told me the only thing that you could do is make great music, because they can't stop great music no matter who they are.
There
great
you go.
Music
That's
is
a fact.
Going
you go.
Always
That's a fact.
Outshine and climb obstacles that money and nothing else can't buy. And you got that. You got the power to make great music. I know a great artist when I hear one.
That's what's up.
And you are that.
That's a fact. Look at that.
So rest in power to Stevie, and I love him and thank him, you know, and I thank Havoc the same way. Havoc told me the same thing, so I love both of them in the same manner, you know, so shout out to the mob, you know, for that.
That's real. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jay.
Let me ask you a question. So what keeps the adrenaline going today as far as music? Like, what gets you, what, name of the top three things that motivates you the most every day? What gets you to start writing rhymes? What gets you to go in the studio and lay down the vocals? What gets you going? Like, name three things that get you going.
The three things that gets me going is seeing my neighborhood, the things that was glorious once before as a kid, turn to absolutely nothing.
Wow.
The drive to make my mom's proud, to not let what she asked me to do go in vain, and that was to continue to be a success. And number three, my passion. So those are the three things that motivate me to do what I'm doing right now.
All right. That's what's up. I like those answers. I like that.
On that note, tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah.
Tell everybody where they can find you, your social media. Whatever you have, just let everybody know where they can find you.
Yeah, you can hit me on Computer 75 Cent on Instagram, Computer 75 Cent on Twitter, Computer 75 Cent on Facebook. The music is on Spotify, TuneCore, Apple, Amazon, worldwide release, Catching the Body. You know what I'm saying? You know, so you can find me in all those places. And for those that want to, you know, for serious inquiries, you know, you can hit me at Infamous, InFamousMobb, Lion, Infamous Mob, Lion at gmail.com.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh.
Definitely everywhere.
Now, what's going on for the rest of your 2018?
Just really putting the power in the music, putting an enormous amount of power in music through my feelings, through my emotion, through my life experience, and just letting people know that something real spectacular has arrived in music. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna be here for quite some time. You know what I'm saying? That nobody's gonna get cheated. I'm gonna revive and restore all the feelings that been lost.
Speaking into existence.
Tell him again, son. Tell him again.
That was deep.
You got two songs on our station. One of them is called Catching a Body, and the other one is CPAO. So tell us about those songs, and then we're going to play those.
You said what the other song is?
CPAO.
Okay, Yayo. Yayo was just my rendition, my hood rendition of Scarface. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to bring Scarface to the music. To.
Yep. Uh-oh. Oh, damn, did I lose? My lost. Let me check.
Definitely got flavor.
Oh, hopefully he called back.
He'll call back. But let's show him some love and play his tracks.
Yeah, let's do that.
And we'll get back to him as soon as he gets back to us.
Is Jay? I was doing the reverse.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Start over.
It's Jay.
Southside.
Can you Jay?
We'll be right back. Keys to the.
You left him hanging.
DJ 3G's here too, yo. What's good?
He's supposed to jump in. So he's just supposed to just jump
in.
He's in the cut.
Was it over? Was great, the music was going to start playing. It was like, and DJ.
I did have a pause. There was a slight pause. I do accuse. We got to run the videotape. There was a slight pause. I think you could have snuck up in there. But we'll be right back.
All
right. Yeah, go ahead. Who's
Reese in the house?
Let them know who's here.
Big Fried Chicken Reese in the house.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Big Fried Chicken. She didn't say Big Reese. She said Big Fried Chicken.
Oh, okay. Big Reese.
She in the building.
Keys to the streets.
Keys to the streets.
I'm blinking right now, man. Blinking. About to go. Dumb. Snap.
Stop playing.
Word.
Slip.
mansion and rave. This for the trappers, this for the clappers. Super stackers, they play with the gappers, play with the gappers. From NY to Slauson, to see the block to Texas. We mobbing these cowards often, we mobbing these cowards often. We moving these squares like Tetris, we coming through in that Lexus. We eating cowards for breakfast, it's real.
I don't want to know.
I really need to know.
Can we get it to
to stay, getting money ain't a thing.
Cocaine range, diamonds in the chain, glitter like that thing.
All these chicks super thick, they stack like bricks. When they walk, they shaking that. I got a 25 a gram. I got a 25 a gram. I got a 25 a gram. My price is unstoppable, the streets going ham. And the ray flame back that. Shotgun sipping yak that. The flow is like Gale, move white like Mayo, blowing gas in a Romeo. Ayo, I'm getting heavy pesos. I'm the connect, delete those potatoes. Top down on the Lambo, my hitters with the ammo in the cut, all camo. It's computer glaze. My place is street history, can never be erased. I'm on my grustle like Russell. I'm on my hustle, heavy hustle. I'm a bust you, no tussle. If they don't hate you, then they love you. I'm the problem, bring the trouble. I'm the problem, bring the trouble.
Hey yo, my whip and my jewels in the club going full. Watch the whole crowd move like.
I got that narco bling, pushing birds state to state, getting money ain't a thing.
Cocaine range, diamonds in the chain, glitter like that thing.
All these chicks super thick, they stack like bricks. When they walk, they shaking that. Light up that butter belly. Light up that butter belly. Light up that butter belly. We heavy, we up and ready. Racks on racks, stacks on stacks, facts on facts. I know you wanna, know you wanna. Blow these hunters, blow these hunters. I know you love it, know you love it. That bubble fat, let me rub it. After we grind, then we stunt. You violate, then we dump it.
Hey yo, my whip and my jewels in the club going full. Watch the whole crowd move like.
I got that narco bling, pushing birds state to state, getting money ain't a thing.
Cocaine range, diamonds in the chain, glitter like that thing.
All these chicks super thick, they stack like bricks. When they walk, they shaking that.
Baby, when I smash, you put your back in it. Get that first nut, then I'm back in it. Can you go deep? You keep asking it. Don't take a whole perk, she want half of it. Drug sex, yeah, yeah. Rich sex, yeah, yeah. I know you nasty. She be touching on her own body. Don't like no outside bitch, I like a homebody. First time me fucking, I told nobody. Thought she was a pretty Ricky bitch, but she like, yo, got it. Thinking she a pretty decent bitch, but she a hoe, probably. A trip from LAX, she took some coke, probably. Wait till we leave Dubai, I show her coke body. Drug set, I might fuck her off a Xanax. Stay woke, you can't take it, I'm not in, yeah. That rough sex, get her going. You not gon' tell me about no baby till you showing. I got a low hoe heavy life. She got a butt tatted on each side. I like her, she a boss and she on D-ride. And I wear the pants, she don't decide. Don't talk about your ex, you know he mad. Bad bitch, you can see it. Baby, when I smash, you put your back in it. Get that first nut, then I'm back in it. Can you go deep, you keep asking it. Don't take a whole perk, she want half of it. Drug sex, yeah, yeah. Rich sex, yeah, yeah. I know you nasty. She be touching on her own body.
You my bitch, I can't share you with nobody. Why was it like my women, cause they all exotic. We been fucking for a year, they still don't know about it. All the flights are private, got a personal pilot. Put my dick out there already, gotta go deep inside. Easy way to do the take is dripping off a body. 20 cameras on my neck, you think I like them blind you. Put you in a 3-star penthouse suite, but can't nobody find you. Two Tesla loves, having drug sex, yeah, yeah, yeah. Percocet, yeah, yeah, yeah. Suck a dick, with no hands. You know hands, and you call it head.
I see you yelling out my name, but you ain't saying shit. No, you ain't saying shit, you don't know who you playing with. I might dive in that pussy, I might overdose.
you know I'm riding with you, cause we hella close. Yeah. Got the baddest bitch in it, I don't mean to boast. Yeah. Champagne every day, we don't need a toast. Yeah. But young niggas staying solid, I don't do the most. No, no. So baby, fuck me good before I go, go.
Baby, when I smash, you put your back in it. Get that first nut, then I'm back in it. Can you go deep, you keep asking it. Don't take a whole perk, she want half of it. Drug sex, yeah, yeah. Rich sex, yeah, yeah. I know you nasty. She be touching on her own body.
Leave it there. I don't ever clean a mess up. Who the kind bitch we eating there? So dark,
the motherfucking street.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm saying I'm your boy Jay.
Southside.
Boy Southside. We got
DJ 3G.
And we also have
Kenya J. Kenya J.
Yeah, we all are here. You got this time.
So we got it. We're back on track. Let's get into some Kenya J talk. Yes, gal, you are here.
I'm definitely in the building.
She came to slay. All right, let me turn this on so everybody can see what we got going on. So, I want to know, what inspired you? What got you to get into the whole rap game?
Well,
what was the spark?
I'm going to just start off by saying I love the adrenaline that I feel as a kid. I used to be running around, you know, how the, all the grown folks be in there, how the music playing, they partying and you dancing, they giving you all the attention. I loved that even as a kid. So I took that with me. It followed me. As I got older, I started feeling like I'm in school, I'm learning. I started writing to myself, you know. Didn't nobody know I would go in the room. All the kids out there playing, I'm in the closed door writing.
Right.
You know, so that's really what inspired me, because I feel like what you want, you got to go get. Ain't nobody going to go get it for you. You got to step out on that limb. And without that limb, you ain't got nothing. So I stepped out on that limb, even in that bedroom. And when that bedroom brought me to who I am now, that road, I came on here to New York. So I'm bringing it.
Right.
Wow.
So when did you come to New York?
I've been in New York for like 2 and some change now, but I've been networking New York before I actually came here. Okay. So I just wanted to, you know, have a little feel of where I was going to go, who I was going to contact, who I was going to collab with, you know. So when I felt the need to collab with a few people, I said, okay, I'm taking a trip. I'm a driver. I drive for a living. That's what I do. So I hopped on the road, I'm here.
Yes, yes.
So how you like New York? How has New York been treating you? What type of love have you been getting?
I definitely begin love. I done got a little few flukes now, but
you
know.
Oh, you got some haters?
I won't say haters, but I'm going to say a few flukes. You know, when I say flukes, I mean a person that you believe in and you trust in that they're going to bring you to the next level, and then they run you through a loop having you think this is what it's going to be, but it really don't turn out to be that way. So that's a fluke for me.
Wow. Wait. So what happened?
Well, I won't put it in nobody on the air like that, but okay. I will say they know who they are. And if they listening, you know who you are. And I ain't got time for that no more. So I'm definitely fopping with the people that's all about Kenya, and I'm going to be all about them. That's how I'm rolling from now on.
I got one thing to say.
Yes.
For those who's listening, you know you done fucked up, right?
You fucked up.
I'm with keys to the streets.
That's right. This is a star in the making. Listen.
And one thing that we want to say to you, know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Came to the showcase, did your thing, you're here with us now. So, that being said, once you fuck with us,
you stuck with us.
That's music to my ears right there. Everything is music.
That's right.
That's what we tell everybody. Once y'all fuck with us, they are stuck with us. So,
speaking of, we want to know now, you heard me just put somebody else on the spot about their first bar. So we want to know, what was your first rap like? How old were you when you first rapped?
Man, I got to be honest. When I first started rapping, I was like about 17.
Okay.
But my first bar, I was probably about 12.
Okay. So what was that first 12 bar like?
Man, I used to rap a lot with the other kids. Like, kids didn't really know how to rap. They were just out there playing. So I was doing me, you know, bringing that energy, but they liked it.
That's
what gave me the drive to keep pushing, to keep going. Even though they didn't know what they was doing, they was feeding. I was feeding off them. You know what I'm saying? Lit. So when I kept it pushing and I seen that they liked it, okay, I'm going to keep going.
Let's go.
So it went from there.
Let's go. See, that's what I'm talking about.
So you don't remember anything?
I don't remember. I ain't going to lie, man. I just can't remember. But I can tell y'all what I've been doing for the last 10 years.
Whoa, let's go.
You know, but as a kid, you know, it's kind of hard to brainstorm back that late, but, you know.
How's the last 10 years in the game been?
Oh, it's been sweet, you know. Not only do I rap, I sing, I dance. You know, I can act. You know, I'm all around talented.
See,
you know, and I'm ready for the world. I'm ready for them to see me. You know, I wouldn't have took this leap of faith if I wasn't ready.
Ooh.
So I'm ready, and I just need to be with the right people at the right place at the right time.
And that's,
you know, And I'm definitely going to bring it.
So.
You felt that energy, Jay?
What?
You felt that energy?
That yeah, that's why I was like, okay.
Jay was like,
so. That's what's up.
All right. All right now.
That's what's up.
All righty now. So, what do you have planned for the rest of the 2018 music? Or what other ventures are you trying to explore for the rest of the year?
Well, I'm definitely trying to go higher. As y'all see, if y'all following me on my post, I just posted a picture a couple of days ago. You know, sky's the limit.
Yes.
I don't believe that I can be stopped. And I'm going to be honest, and I don't mean to sound cocky.
Nah.
But I feel like I'm writing it and y'all loving it, I'm going to keep bringing it.
That's
you
right.
know,
talk your
so
shit.
I'm going to do what I have to do. And, you know, hopefully I can get millions of people on my bandwagon, you know.
That's it.
I feel, though, also that a lot of people that follow you all the time ain't good, you know, following. Mm. You got a lot of people love you and a lot of people that hate you.
Yes.
So the people that hate me, I'm going to just feed off y'all energy.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep moving off that hating energy to keep me positive.
Yes.
So if y'all want to hate, go on and hate. But if you want to love me, I love y'all, too.
That's
well
how you
said.
Move. That's
well
how you
said,
fucking
damn it.
Move.
Yeah.
That's
what
how you
think
move.
About that, 3G?
Nah, that's a dope.
That's how you move, man.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's how you got to go on this shit with tunnel vision. You got to block the haters and embrace the hate. Without hate, how you know you're doing
and
good?
And the dough. Yeah. And the dough that keep you
and
moving.
And it's not even about you being cocky, as you said. It's about that level of confidence that you have. You can't even think about it as cockiness. If you feel confident enough to say what you said, go right ahead. Because if you know that you possess that talent, you know what you are capable of, that's called confidence.
And the dough.
Cocky, I've known some cocky artists, and they didn't sound like how you did. And we have other guests in the past that sounded just like you, and they mentioned the word not to sound cocky. I feel like that's not cockiness. You being confident in yourself. You know what you are able to do. You know what you are capable to do. So go ahead and do it.
And you know the saying, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So
I was just about to say, if you don't believe in you, who will?
I be telling people,
wrong shit. Damn,
listen,
sorry.
If I ain't going to do it, who else going to do it?
That's it.
That's right.
So
that's how it go, man. That's how it go. That's why we see, we recognize that you're a key to the street.
That's what's up.
We got a lot more in store.
That's
what's
up. Okay, so when I get my keys.
Nice. We're going to talk about that because we got some things in store. Listen, we enjoy the vibe and the energy, and this is what it is. Like, you only get one shot in this shit. And that's what it is. You take advantage. You seek the opportunities. These opportunities don't come every day.
That's right.
And when you see it, when you feel it, and shout out to your management team because they seen it, they felt it, and they came through.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Shout out. I'm going to have to say her name, though. Sharice, shout out
to
you.
Hey, shout out, Sharice.
That's not only my friend, my assistant, my manager. She all around. She all of them. You know, so I'm mad respect for her.
That's a
fact. I think we have a caller.
Hello,
Keys to the Streets. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Keys to the Streets?
Hey, what's up, DJ Southside? How you doing?
All right. Who's on the line?
This is Cherie. I'm calling from Brooklyn. I'm just calling to give some last shout-outs to my homegirl, Kenya J.
Wow.
I love her music.
Let's get it.
I don't spoke her up.
You're going to live a long time. I got to stay close to you. We got to scratch the lottery tickets.
You said her name 30 seconds ago.
I know, right?
I just want to ask Kenya J a question, if I'm not taking up too much of you guys' time.
No, go ahead, shoot. That's what it's for.
I just want to ask her, like, what really motivated her to be inspired to be a writer and an artist?
Mm. Well, what motivates me is the people. I'm going to say that. I'm a strong believer of the people. Because what you see around you is what you become.
Ooh.
So what was around me was love a little bit, was hate a little bit, and I became that. So I kind of jevied it all up in and mixed it all in one, and I made it into my own thing. Mm. So that's what inspired me, and that's what I believe that's going to continue to inspire me.
Look at that.
Okay. So that means that basically your music is based on life experiences and what goes on around you.
Right.
So if let me ask you something. As talented as you are, if you could spit a couple of bars about anything, about what you've been through, what the world is going through. Could you sum all of that up just like off the top of your head? How would you feel about what's going on in this world today?
Ooh. Well, let me say this. I'm definitely a social media addict. Okay. I'd be on Facebook. I'd be on Instagram. When they had MySpace, I was on MySpace. I was on Twitter. You know, so I have to say that I'm going to get this to them, though. You know, to all the independent artists, to all the artists that's on the label, you know, I don't like to beef. So if you beefing with somebody, let it go, because we all about to get this money. Everybody out for this rapping game to get the money. So focus on that. So in the mean of that, though, I'm going to go ahead and spit a bar pertaining to that. Check it out.
All right.
This shit is kind of crucial, so I'ma give it to you. You better stay on your radar, keep your numbers moving, cause the media's clocking dollars. Pay attention, no disregard it. You can become a target. You're trying to see who's the hot. You can be bum bodied. You only get one chance. Stick to your plan at hand. Listen to what I'm saying. Get up and take a stand. I hope that y'all understand. I'm building a brand, man. Got a whole lot of fans. My music on high demand. They love me for who I am. Bury shit in the sand. So that's dedicated to
you. I see you got some bars. That was kind of hard, yo.
That's
that
dedicated.
Did you hear that aggression? Well, anyway, did you hear that fire?
I started following your Instagram page. I've been looking at all your clips here and there. And, you know, I wish you all the luck and all the success.
Thank you.
And, just, you know, keep on doing what you're doing, because you got a voice, and I think your voice, the world needs to hear it.
That's what's up.
And just
thank
keep
you.
On doing what you do. Stay positive. Peace, my black sister.
That's what's up. Thank you for your call.
Let me ask you a question right quick.
Okay, I'm still here.
What made you become a fan?
What made me become a fan? Because I'm about studying my black culture, my sisters, and I'm an independent artist myself, but I really am not just out, like, in the public with it. Most of the things that I do is, like, within the church and this, that, and the other.
Okay.
But I like to hear independent artists because they have a lot to say.
That's a
lot of the stuff that they say, it kind of, like, you know, it touches me because I can relate to what they're going through, because I've been through some of the things myself
there
in my life, you know?
There you go.
So I'm, you know, being an artist myself, I'm always looking to hear what another artist have to say, because you can learn a lot.
That's a fact. Those are keys of the street. That's what we do. That's how everything works. That's how everything works.
It's like each one teach one.
That's right. And inspiration. Yeah.
That's what's up.
You feel it in your bones. Yeah. Let me tell you something. When someone starts spitting that to you, you feel it in your bones. You can't. You gotta. That's breakfast in the morning.
You feel
you know
that
I mean?
Anointing. And you know,
breakfast
no matter what a person rap about, it was something that God put on their heart to say,
that's
regardless
fact.
Of what they said or how they said it. When you speak from your heart, that's nothing but God.
And the dog. And when the people feel that, they're gonna merge to that feeling. So
and you're gonna feel those goose pimples.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. Listen, we're going to get right back. We got some more callers that's calling in. We got computer on back on the line. He got cut off. So,
but thanks for the call. All right. We appreciate it.
All right, much love.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot, man.
This don't work without you. Understand.
All right.
Keys of the street. That's what we do. See that? That's what it is. That's what we got computer. He's going to be calling back on the line real quick. And that's what it is. How you feel, gal? How you feel? How you feel over there?
Feeling good, man, always.
Yes, indeed. That's the love. Okay, we got computer. He's calling back in.
Keys to the streets. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's good? We got you back. Sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulty. No, this shit go.
It is what it is.
We just played your songs.
Definitely
hitting the catching the body.
I like that. I like that. I want to shout out to you. That was sweet.
Yeah. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
She was rocking with that. I said, so what's good? We got what's cool? We got you definitely in our rotation. I said every day, so you'll be playing on our station. And we definitely have a showcase that will be coming up soon. So we're gonna keep you definitely in tune with that. Jay?
Yep.
I appreciate it. I appreciate all your support. I appreciate, you know, the interviews and everything. It's people like you that keep artists in the loop. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, the stations and all that. We can't forget the people who support us. I think a lot of people forget sometimes. And, you know, we got to always, you know, big up and congratulate and always keep a hand out for those people who support us. You know what I'm saying? So that's a beautiful thing.
100%.
Definitely.
And everybody has something to say. Listen, music is an art. And sometimes, you know, we get caught up, some of the artists get caught up in stuff we can't fucking relate to. I can't relate to no goddamn right. Versace shirt, all right? I can't relate to no right. Picasso paintings. I can't.
Can't relate to Balenciaga shoes that look like socks.
Right.
Layback, right, absolutely. I'm trying to lay back. You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, yo, I just want to say something while we on air, man. Yo, listen. Anybody that want, if y'all want me to get any Balenciagas that I could find from anywhere or if anybody, I'm going to just line them up, double barrel shotgun, blast them joints off of everywhere, man. They the ugliest, wackest, I don't care what name they are, they the blackest shoes I've ever seen in my life.
Yo, I ain't going to front. I thought he was like, I got y'all until he said he about to line them up and shoot them. I'm like, damn.
Give me a pair of shells and an Adidas track shoes. Ooh, and I'm good.
There we go, see?
Or you could be simple like me. Give me a pair. Air matches, I'm saying.
Yeah, I ain't with that, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where they get those from, man. But I won't be spending my money on it, man.
Listen, the culture is so screwed up. Like, people just design anything and put a name to it, and people will spend the money. It probably costs $3 to make that shit, and it costs hundreds of dollars
to get it.
So come on.
They look like Rockports that my grandmoms used to wear with like 6,000 different colors in them, oh, man. It's shit.
All right, Kiss of the Streets,
man.
The show's over. We gotta go. Thank you for
no.
Not the grandma.
It just look like
those ain't nothing but Rockports with the Balenciaga. Balenciaga done stole a prototype for Rockport, man.
Oh, computer. Man. Oh, man.
Yo, computer, them just look like some orthopedic nursing home shoes, yo.
Mess around and put a pair of them joints and wind up on Mars one day, man.
Hey, man, I'll wear Lonzo shit before that, all right?
Big baller, man. Big baller, bro.
I'll wear Lonzo shit before that, all right?
I'll wear Ewing shit before I put that on.
Hey, wait a minute. Whoa. Hold on. I need you to back up off of that 1 second. Ewings are the shits. I'm trying to find me a pair right now.
All right. Hold on. I'll take it back. I got a better one. I'll wear some L.A. gear before I put that shit.
Now, see, now I got to back
you up. I remember
again.
L.A. gear. That was
wait,
hot,
up.
Though. You got to give it to Whoa, the L.A. gear. That was hot. It was hot.
Nah,
they had low tops,
high
tops, brown and black.
I wear some Asics before I put that shit on.
Right, and
remember
go,
the ACGs? What about the ACGs? Don't leave the ACGs out.
Oh, no. ACGs. Yeah, nah, listen. Nah, listen.
I wear some Sacconis before I put that shit on.
Oh.
All-stars.
Damn.
I like classic footwear, man. I like Nike Cortez.
Yes.
I like shell tops. You know what I'm saying? I like Asics. Like Sid said, the ACGs. Those could never go out of style.
Right. Instructions.
You know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it real simple on the footwear, man. I'm not wearing nothing that got 15 rubber soles on. They look like platform shoes from out of one of them. What's the movie? One of them old back in the days, 70s type of. I don't know what kind of shoes it is. Them some ugly joints, man.
They are ugly, man. They are ugly. And then they got some other shits that look like soccer shoes mixed with hockey shoes. They ugly as hell.
I think them track shoes.
Nah, it's like some Balenciaga shit. I saw Fab wearing it. It looks like a mixture of soccer shoes with some cleats in the bottom. And don't get me started, man.
Nothing's worse than what I've seen this weekend.
Listen, if y'all want to get some fly fashion and y'all want to really, really rock something that's hot and that's nice, YSL, Yves Saint Laurent, got some real dope 3/4, you know, sneaker type shoes, you know what I'm saying?
Here we go, my nigga got style over here. He's breaking it down.
I hear you.
Gucci got some nice joints, you know what I'm saying? But them Balenciagas, I can't do them. Fendi, I can do those. I can't do those.
Balenciaga trashes.
We got to do? We might just keep a couple of pairs of different size sneakers in the trunk. As soon as you see the Balenciagas, you tell somebody, yo, listen, man, I'm going to do you a favor, man, to save you the humiliation, man, because I really don't know how stupid you think. You don't even know how stupid you might look to other people, but this ain't the city. Throw these on, man. and put these in the box and take them back to the store. Get your money, man.
God damn.
Now, you know what, though? I'm still getting that paper.
Oh, that's a fact.
Still getting that paper.
Hold on. Shout out to my nigga Buzzback. He came through with some crushed velvet.
Oh, hell, Joy. Let me tell you something.
Oh,
let me tell you something. Man, listen to
son.
Me. I grew up in an era, I'm saying, I'm an 80s baby. Like the beginning, 1980. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I had damn near every pair of Jordans. I don't care about Jordans, but Buzzback came through with some velvet, powder blue Jordans.
Yeah.
Nah. Them Jordans.
Let's do it outside. That's what's up.
I had to look at his sneakers. I said, yo, let me.
We stopped like right here. Like it was both of us. I was just like, wait, nigga, what the fuck is that?
I said,
shout
is
out
that?
To Buzzback. Shout
I said,
out.
What is it, velvet?
What is it, velvet? I didn't even want to touch them, bro. I didn't even want to get as far as I was. Like,
right, I'm sorry.
Them from where they
I
were.
Said, yo,
I didn't even want to get.
I was like, listen, let me just touch the material real quick, man. I had to. He said,
it's a place right next to Katz off of the FDR, man. And me and Fab and Blue Da Vinci went in there. We actually made our own Nikes in there, man. You can get to make your own Nikes and all that.
Wow.
It's called Make Your Own Kicks. You know, it's a real, real dope spot.
That's what's up.
So, wow. You know, so that's a place that, you know, I think everybody should go, you know, hit up if they want to get some exclusive joints. And it's not too pricey either. You know what I'm saying? You can make a dope pair of kicks and it's yours. You got your own style, your own, you know what I'm saying?
We came a long way since that Timberland.
I know that's right.
That's all. We
Yeah, man. While I'm out, let me shout out to my bro Blue Da Vinci. He's doing his thing. He got the exotic car dealership out in Miami.
Okay.
He's currently on Love & Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? We did the whole album together, me, him, and Big Meech, and S-Class, and Yo Gotti. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. Shout out to Fabulous for letting me open up on his concerts. Shout out to 50 for letting me open up his concerts. Little Boozy, Plies, and, you know, everybody else has just been, you know, so supportive in my come up. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
So, shout out to them.
That's
also shout out to my big brother Dr. Period, man, for making it happen.
Yes,
man, he's super dope, man. Got sold 30 million records, and you don't hear him bragging or boasting. He's just about the music, man. So shout out to him, Rock Boy, and my new single Catching the Body, man. Yo, y'all gotta go cop that, man. It's full of energy. It's full of the streets, and you know it's that sound that's undeniable. You know, so make sure y'all get that, man.
I'm gonna shout out to you though, because that name right there alone speak for itself. Shout out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And where can we find your new single at?
You can get my new single everywhere. You can get it on Apple Music. You can get it on Spotify. You can get it on Tidal. Shout out to Hov, Tidal. All
right, yes.
TuneCore, Spotify.
Wow.
Worldwide, every music site in the world, you can grab it up. It's Catching a Body by Computer, you know what I'm saying, on Rock Boy Records, Sony Music. And I'm here, man. I'm here to stay.
And you can hear it exclusively on Keys to the Street. Daily.
One of my bars in my song, you all in the mix.
All right.
Thank you. Shout out to everything y'all doing, man. And I'm glad I'm able to be in y'all mix, man. It's dope, and I appreciate the love. And you know, I'm definitely gonna keep coming back with more and more. Every time some fire drop, I'm definitely gonna plug in with y'all. It's a good look.
Tag us in everything, brother.
Be right there. Once you fuck with us,
you stuck with us.
Yeah, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. Rest in peace to Prodigy, man. Rest in peace to my moms. I love y'all. This one is for y'all.
All right, let's get it, man. Stay up, my brother. We'll be in touch soon.
All right, thanks for calling.
We got showcases and stuff coming up, so we'll be in touch with the camp. And definitely share us, and we'll be sharing everything that you got going on, brother. This is what we do.
Yo, when y'all see me, I'm going to have some fly feet on, so make sure as soon as y'all got the show lined up, it won't be no Balenciagas, I'll tell you that, man.
I'll be G-checking your ass as soon as I see you, brother.
Before you walk through the door.
Y'all ain't see how he threw that in there.
Shoe cam, nigga, shoe cam.
I'm checking out the whole wardrobe.
Fresh, just some fly feet, not none of that craziness. Before I go, I got to shout out one person, my Uncle Dapper Dan, man. He's doing this thing with Gucci. Shout out to my big uncle.
Let's get it. That's what we do.
Yeah, man.
That's what we do, man.
So, Yo, bless y'all, man, and I, yo, keep me in the mix, man, and I'm going to stay in the mix, man, and I'll be back to get with y'all soon. Soon as the showcase come up, whatever y'all set up, I'm there, funky, fresh, in the flesh, getting ready to put it down.
Let's That's get it. Up.
Thanks for calling in, brother.
Peace.
You know it.
All Much right.
Love. Take care, man.
One. Yeah, that was lit. That was
yeah,
lit.
That's
how we do it. That's how we do it.
You can feel the energy like he's sitting right here.
That's right. That's what this all is, man. We what's it called? We make it happen. Oh, we had another caller, right? And I probably had him call. What happened with that? That's a 3G. You're my technician right now. What happened with that 3G?
I gave you back the phone.
Oh, no, I'm saying they ready to call back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Hey, are you fired, man?
I'm fired. Like,
the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
You got fired.
I thought everything was already good.
you get fired on your day off.
Yeah, I ain't want to end another call. You know, I seen the call come up, and I'm like, I ain't want to cancel
call,
another call.
Get that call.
Yeah. Y'all gotta get another switch for us since we're gonna be lighting up the motherfucking shit. All right, that's what we do. I said, I'm loving it. Shout out to Kenya J in the building.
Kenya J.
In the building. Now, that's a strong name. A strong name, Kenya J. Kenya, we all know, it's that strong heritage background. What made you come out with that strong? Because you could have came out with anything.
Because I'm original. I like to be myself. I'm definitely a leader. Mm. I can't follow. It ain't in my blood.
Ooh.
So I got to let the people know, I'm following. If y'all going to go behind me, let's roll.
If you could work with one artist right now, who would it be?
I definitely have to say Remy Ma. I have to give her shouts out.
Remy, how did...
I have to give her shouts out. She doing the damn thing. Yeah. Even coming out of jail for all those years she was in there, I shout out to you, Remy Ma. Keep doing your thing. And she chocolate women. Like me. Shout out to the chocolate women.
Hey.
I have to say, though, back in the days, I'm feeling Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim was that chick in the back in the days, So they teaming up. That was what's up.
Right. So now you say you chocolate skin, so you wasn't Team Foxy back then?
She was alright. I ain't knocking her grand,
Damn.
She was alright. I was definitely a Lil' Kim chick.
Damn.
Foxy was alright. Now, I ain't knocking her grand, but, I was feeling Lil' Kim.
Shout out to Foxy
that's
Brown.
Who I was listening to. Foxy was chocolate like me too, though. I give her shout outs for that. Chocolate is good.
Shout out to Foxy Brown, man. She can't hear shit, but she be all right. wait, what? Who said that?
Damn.
Non-hearing ass.
China dog can't get none. China.
Nah, but all right, Remy Ma. So cool. But there's one thing musically that you can that you had an opportunity to do and you didn't get a chance to. What would it be musically? Like something that you wanted to do but you felt like it was too late and you want to rewind the time. What would it be?
I'm going to definitely say go on the road. Like, me coming from Chicago to New York, I was on the road, but I'm talking about traveling, touring.
Okay.
I want to be all around, overseas. I want to be out there. So when people look and say, damn, that's Kenya. So when I die and leave this earth, they can remember Kenya J. I'm going to make that happen before I leave this earth. I just want y'all to know that. Shout out to all the people that like me, my fans. Y'all follow me. You like my posts. You like my pictures. Whatever you doing to represent me, I appreciate that. Keep doing that, and I'm going to keep bringing it.
That's a fact.
It's never too late to get on the road, so.
Well, I know it ain't, but now I got the means to do it. Back
That's
then,
right.
I couldn't do it. I ain't going to lie. I was struggling.
That's
but right.
Right
now, I got the means to do it. I got my own bus. As I stated before, I'm a CDL holder, so I can go anywhere I want to go.
That's
so
right.
God is good.
We're going to get that Kenya J trip going.
God is good.
All right.
And I'm definitely open to collaborating with artists. Different artists that's, trying to do their thing independently. Labels. I ain't knocking the labels, I'm definitely a label fan. But at the same time, I'm independent, so I got to rock with the independencies of the artists. So shout out to y'all.
Sometimes independent is the best route. You got to worry about your shit being delayed or
nothing.
Your money ain't right or what can you or cannot release.
Right.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying? So
you can do what you want.
Depending on your own boss, you release your own record. You can put a stop to your project and add something else and then release it.
Like, that's what's up.
So that's the best thing about being independent. So
but shout out to you. Shout out to you, bro.
Thank you.
Now I know you may have hit something. Now listen. I'm not saying this industry can be a fucked up place. All right. There's some snakes, some hate. There's all type of shit going on.
Man, I smell it when I see it.
Yeah. So we know, you know. Oh shit.
What?
oh shit, we heard some bars back there. That's what I'm talking about right there. But what kind of you know, coming up as a woman in the game, and because we have some women that's watching, that's listening, they may be inspired. I mean, can you give them some do's and don'ts, what you've seen, what to watch out for? Like,
I'm going to say this. Know who you are. If you don't know who you are, nobody will recognize you, you know. And I'm a strong believer of knowing who I am. That's why I took this leap of faith. So if you a rapper, if you a woman, if you a mother, whoever you are that's trying to do something to benefit yourself, push through. Because ain't nobody going to do that for you. You the person that stands, and you the person that got to make it happen. So do you, be strong. Keep it faithfully with God, because he the one going to take you through. Because even though I rap, I believe in God, you know. So that's what brought me here to New York, and that's what's keeping me standing. So if you independent and you trying to sing, rap, dance, act, whatever you trying to do, keep pushing, but keep God first.
All the time.
There you go. How'd you feel after you got that motherfucking win?
Oh, man, I was excited. You know how many shows I've been through? And, you know, I stood there 5, 6, 7, 8 hours and didn't win.
Wow.
After I don't put my money up, you know, I get it. I get the grind. You got to pay for what you want.
Right.
But at the same time, that win was just more than a win to me.
Right.
You know, the money was good. But that win showed that I got what it takes. Mm. So that alone going to make me keep pushing. Because like I stated, I make a little money. I ain't no broke chick.
Yeah.
But that win was more than the money to me. I appreciated the crowd. I appreciated the likes and love that they showed while I was performing. And that's what kept me going. That's what gave me that energy to keep doing what I did. And I appreciate that. Thank all y'all.
See? You know what I'm talking about.
No problem.
Now, how has things changed from that showcase? Like some people say, you know, after the showcase, just start rolling. You know what I mean? How's it been afterwards?
I definitely have to say I got a shout out from California, you know, young chick, her name Vita. You know, I don't know what type of, you know, stamina she got going on, but I followed her. You know, she's doing pretty good at social media. She got her own little radio station in California. I'm going to go check her out.
See?
So shout out to Ms. Vita. I'll be there September the 25th, Ms.
Look
Vita.
Look at that. Okay. Look at that. Look at that. She'll be there in September. How about that?
September.
Manager specific. She on a job. I salute you, goddamn it. That's what's
okay,
up.
I'm gonna definitely have to brainstorm that. You know, everybody make mistakes. September the 25th, I'm gonna shout out back to you, Vita. September the 12th.
There we go.
I gotta give you your props. That's the right date, and I'll be there.
There you go. Tell again. See?
We just gonna stick with September.
I love it. I love it. Listen, man, that's exactly what it's about. Like, you come here and you network. I told everybody here, don't leave here without everybody's handles. About you didn't come here for nothing. Even though you may not have won, you did win. You gained some followers. You gained some respect. You gained some fans. You gained. Never take nothing as lost. Just like when we started, you know, everything is just saying, like, what the fuck? Ain't nobody going to fucking listen. Ain't nobody. Man, what the fuck? I'm up all night. But it pays off.
I mean, yeah, I felt like that. I felt like, all right, who's going to listen to us?
Yeah.
Who's going to watch our live broadcast? Who's going to do this? And 45 countries later.
God is good.
How you roll. You know what I mean? You got to believe to achieve.
Hey, 3G, you next.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. 3G on the move. Didn't you see that video? It was on it. It was like, wait, what's going on? And when 3G comes on, I'll be posting on Twitter and just have them going crazy. Next thing you know, that should be moving. And I was moving last night. Like,
I got people hitting me up every week saying that, yo, your brother needs to continue to play what the hell he's playing because he got me in the zone right now.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
People are at home cleaning, driving home from work. They got this stuff connected to their car, the Bluetooth, listening to you. So keep doing what you're doing. There's no fake shit. There's people hitting me up saying,
shout
so
out,
continue,
shout
continue
out.
Continue doing that. You're going to be the pushing. Next one that people going to be listening in 45 countries, all right?
That's so what's up.
It's not just us. You're going to be next, and I'm not just talking shit.
Nah.
So.
Right here, sitting right here, right now, I'm feeling your energy, you know? Saying? You chilling, you being you, and that's what it takes to get where you need to
and
be.
I'm telling you this, as your family, you're next.
Don't worry about it. We got you covered. Don't worry about it. You good money. You on your way. Listen.
You know what?
I was having a talk. As a matter of fact, me and you know Matic.
Yeah, Matic.
And he was like, listen, that you know the clubs and all that stuff? I used to do that shit years ago. That shit get you. You know it just gets you to another club. Mm-hmm. Nobody can see you because you're under like four or five of other DJs.
Yeah. Right.
There's no light for you whatsoever. You just one of them niggas back. They don't give a fuck who's back there as long as you keep the music playing. Mm-hmm. I figured that out a long time ago. I'm like, no. Need your own shit. And when you can go 4, 5, 6 hours, sometimes they call me DJ Break Day because that's just how it go. We go all night. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I definitely learned that like a while ago. I've been in clubs like since I've been here.
Yeah.
I haven't done club because I had like all of the practice in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Like and I was in Baltimore doing clubs literally every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Every day. It's a grind.
Every day. Came back here and like the shit that I learned was like that shit don't matter.
Nah.
Because people still didn't know like who I was. Like,
exactly. Everyone, they don't know who the
like,
fuck
like,
you
everyone who knew me knew was like, yo, this nigga's nice as shit.
Everybody I knew, not to cut you off, but everybody I knew that was doing the club, you don't see them. They're gone.
Yeah.
They just phase out.
You brought it back to life.
Yeah.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Came back here. I was like, yo, I got a 10-year plan.
That's what's up.
And you know what?
I'm on year two. It's going pretty well so far.
That's what's up.
And I want to say this. Not a DJ, never been one, but I can say this. It's okay to do a club or two.
Yeah.
But expand yourself.
Yeah,
other stuff.
Yeah. Don't
get caught
up. That's
what y'all are doing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying
don't get caught up in that shit. You get caught up in there.
That's why like my schedule even the way like it is like the way it is right now.
Right.
Like Sundays I got you know the own show.
Mm-hmm.
Monday I got like a podcast.
Right.
Tuesday I got the radio show. Wednesday my own show.
Right.
Thursday, I'm like outside or I'm at a club. Friday
and people. People see you and hear you.
Yeah.
You feel the traction because you made your own individual wave. Trust me, I used to have my cousin with me. He's like, let's go with them. Let's go. Like, no, nigga, I ain't going with nobody. I'm my own goddamn boy. Yep. Let's go. These niggas call me.
Be a leader, not a follower.
Yep. Yeah. All right, I think we got Bus Back on the line. So let's speak up to Bus Back. Keys to the street.
Duval.
Keys to the street.
What up?
Duval!
Chilling.
All right, what's good? What's good?
Chilling, your bus back on the train. King of Duval, what it do?
What's up? Bus back.
What up, boy?
Where are you right now?
Chilling. Sorry I missed my call, you know what I'm saying? I was so excited I called early and messed it up, you know what I'm saying? I just tagged the dark skin nigga problem, y'all.
That's what's calling. Up. What's your name? You bussing back.
That's right. He was calling my phone. I'm like, wait a minute, niggas, tell him.
Hey, man, where you at right now?
That was up.
Where you at?
Shout out to King J in the building. What's up, mama?
That's what's up. What's up, bus back? I'm good.
Chilling. Congratulations on your win, too.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Congratulations on you,
though. Yeah.
You definitely brought it.
Oh yeah. I was so nervous, man. It's my first time in New York, so I was like, man, I gotta come hard, go hard or go home. You
and
know
you
what
came
saying?
Hard.
I called.
Man.
I was on the sideline. I was so nervous. I called my mom, my dad. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what. They're like, boy, you in New York City? You better tighten up. So I just got on it. You know what I'm saying? Had to just go hard.
That's what's up. That's you brought it, and I felt your energy.
That's a fact. No.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It was definitely a night to remember. Definitely.
Oh yeah, we had a time of my life. My first time being in the city. The next day after, we went to Times Square, and it was just lit. You know what I'm saying? We got lost, and that wasn't a good feeling, but it was fun. It was definitely fun.
But you found your way because you bust back,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what happened.
I was like, we can't.
Here's what happened. Me and Bus, now me and Busback, and John Boy, we all went to the store, and then I was like, listen, y'all can, because they wanted to shoot some shots by the train, and I was like, hey, you know the train's that way. All right, DJ 3G's stepping out. What's good? Let everybody know you out. You gotta let everybody. You can't just fly. Hold on, real quick. Hold on, Busback.
Check.
All right, we here.
All right, DJ, where you about to bounce to, 3G?
About to go to work, you know.
All right. Got
money no sleep.
Exactly, there you go.
Money no sleep.
Trap.
But before you leave.
Yeah, what's up?
Let everybody that's listening know your handles, where they can find you at, and tell them exactly where you're going to be at on Sundays and Wednesdays. And tell them about all your shows.
I bet.
And give me your DNA, too.
Social Security.
All right. So it's about to be a long list. Sunday, catch me on that Live 365 app, Keys to the Street show from 7 to 9 o'clock, or you can go right to my website, iamdj3g.com.
All right.
Mondays, I got a podcast, Second Rounds Podcast. Follow Instagram, go to secondrounds.com. We broadcast in Brooklyn, and we broadcast in Florida. So we got like Florida stations, we got a New York station. Tuesdays, 10 to 12 o'clock, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Zoo Tuesdays on WVMR, or you can tune in, or you can just go to imdj3g.com. Like, everything's on there. Everything that I'm doing is on that website.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
that's how you do it. That's how you.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
See, look at
Wednesdays.
Wednesdays from 8 to 10 o'clock, Live 365 app, Keys to the Street show. Same thing, the website. Thursday, a DJ at the Coliseum Mall.
That's right.
Right on the Cali Block.
Let's get it.
Yo.
Let's get it.
Like, I'm lit for 3 hours and more, from 4 to 7.
That's it. Let's get it.
Like,
that's good. We gonna pop up on your ass. Like, yeah.
Yo, I be seeing everybody. I'm like, yo, like, why, first of all, why y'all still come to this bowl? Like,
yo, that's a fact. But I gotta.
Kylie Moe been closing down for like, what, four or five years now?
That's right. I gotta come there as Bruce Wayne, though, because that's my thought section over there.
Yeah,
so.
That's everybody's thought section.
I gotta come to Coliseum Block as straight up Bruce Wayne. I can't come as Batman.
I'm over there exposing like mad people. Like, people coming out to the crowd, see somebody they not supposed to be seeing, you know, across the way. They like, oh,
I got,
man,
like five names. Yeah, man, you got to be easy over there, man. You meet up at the same time.
I like that, though. Keep doing you, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, just keep doing you. Working.
Yes.
Right, but guys, we will catch up with you, 3G. Go make that money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
You know what I'm saying? Stay on that grind, G.
Stay on the grind.
Yo, bus back. This is Jay. What's going on?
What's good, homie?
So where are you right now? Where are you right now, exactly?
Where am I right now? I'm up here at Wingstop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Eating good.
All right.
Give me some of these Rick Ross wings.
Oh.
Yeah. I see where you get the weight from. You know what I'm saying? They good.
Well, listen. So let me ask you a question. How have you been feeling since you've been to New York and you've been at the showcase? How have you been feeling? And how do you like New York? Because I saw the pictures you was posting. You was in Times Square taking pictures all over the place.
I saw that too.
You know what I'm saying? One of the greatest places on earth. It's like, it was like going to Disney World as a kid. I'm walking through Times Square. I'm like, I'm pointing like a little kid. Like, look. You know, we went through Times Square early that morning, the day after the showcase, and we tried to drive there. And the traffic started coming in, so we're like, nah, let's catch the subway. So we came back to the South Side, showed us where the train thing was. And so we riding the train, like, yeah, we going to get off of this stop to go to the thing. We actually got on that train and rode for at least an hour before we got to Times Square. So it was like we didn't know where we was, and we got lost. So I was like, oh, my goodness.
Ain't no such
thing as
getting
lost. Then we finally get to Times Square, and it was just like, it was amazing.
Y'all definitely
top in the world. I give y'all that, boy.
I relate to that.
There's no such thing as getting lost in New York, man. But I'll tell you right now, if I had a little bit more time on my hands, I would have been showing you certain spots in New York City. You would have been like, you would have been amazed. And I say amazed for you because you're not from New York. So a lot of things that you would have seen, you would have been amazed at it. You know what I'm saying? So But I'm glad you have fun, man. I saw the pictures, and I'm like, check this guy out. He over here.
Yeah, I was in love. I called mom. I said, Mom, I'm in New York City. She was like, take pictures, baby. Take pictures, or whatever like that. She was like, then she went on for the showcase. She was like, I know you ain't nervous. You done came all the way. Boy, you better represent me. So she was in my ear. My daddy was in my ear. My label, Sciences Records, they was telling me which song to perform. So I said, man, you know what? I'm going to pray to God real quick, and I'm going to just go ahead and do, you know what I'm saying, what I feel I got to do. So
I hear
they
that country,
it.
Though. You got a little, you know, country so, in you.
And it came out good. I had a question for Miss Kenya J, too.
Go right ahead.
Shoot.
Yes. Now, when you were performing your songs, you know what I'm saying, I was sitting on the sideline watching. I was nervous because I was getting ready to do my performance. But I was watching, you know what I'm saying, from a guy's standpoint. I was like, when you were doing the moves and you was rapping the song, now, were you thinking about me? You know what I'm saying? When you were doing those songs.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. This shit went left. I was not expecting this.
I just walked back into the situation. Let me go back where I was.
That definitely went left.
Whoa.
But I'm going to say this. When I'm performing my songs, buddy, I'm going to have to keep it real. I'm not thinking about one individual. I'm definitely thinking about the people. But you know.
I'm a fan because when you were performing and you were doing it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm as a fan, you know what I'm saying? It was like you in the stands looking at Beyonce. So you're like, Beyonce, sing to me. Sing. So that's why I was kind of like, please,
please,
sing to me.
Well, I was, you know what? I definitely was looking at you. I ain't gonna say everything was pertaining to you, but I did look at you. And when you got on the stage, I felt your energy. So that kind of like put me in the trends. Like, yeah, that's this good. He's too good.
You know, because like I say, when I seen the moves and the lyrics, the song was dope. But when you was doing the dance moves and I was looking like, oh my goodness, yes, you know.
Okay, but let me say,
you was from a guy standpoint. You was at the Beyonce concert.
That's what's up. But let me leave.
She need to come over and just say, hey, how you doing or something, you know.
So let me leave you with something positive then. Even though you like me, you like my stamina, I definitely appreciate it. But I'm going to leave you something positive because I like your status or how you came from out of town and did your thing. That's the same way I'm rocking. So I'm going to leave you with this. A dream went down into a date becomes a goal. A goal broken into steps becomes a plan. And a plan backed up by action makes your dreams come true. So keep pushing.
Oh, yeah.
And everything going to work out for you.
Appreciate that.
Everything going to work out for you. So thank you for calling in. You blessed me with your presence.
It was jealous at first, you know.
That's what's up. That's all right.
And at first, I just said, no, God brought me here for a reason. He allowed me to be here, so... I came all this way from Duval. You know, I had dollars. Everybody was like, "Are you going way up there? Why are you going up there? Are you, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to do nothing. You're going to whatever like that." But I just kept the faith, and I said, I'm going to bring it. You know what I'm saying? No matter what.
That's what they said to me, though. Bust back. Let me keep it real. That's what they said to me before I moved here. You actually came here to visit. I moved here to pursue my career. So that's what people were saying to me, but I didn't listen to them. If you keep listening to people, you ain't going to never make it. So you stepped out on that limb,
true.
And that's the respect I got for you.
Just got to roll the dice, take a chance, put God first and get it. You know?
That's what's up.
That's what all that matters at the end of the day.
That's what's up. And I'm definitely down for you. I liked your energy again. You was good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Shout out to everybody else, too, that performed. Everybody else was good.
Yeah, they
were. You know what I'm saying? Everybody brought it. You know, it was like, it was so many different styles, so many different people. You know what I'm saying? It was, the whole show itself was diverse. And that's what I liked about it. You know what I'm saying? You had rappers, you had dance or choreography with your performance, and you had bars with, you know, a lot of the guys that came first. And shout out to the one guy too who said he did a charge that he came home from. He was innocent.
Okay.
Yeah, that was deep. I was feeling.
Oh yeah, the dude who said he went to jail. Yeah, I remember him. I remember that cat. Yeah, that was good.
I really was into his because, you know what I'm saying, that I have a couple homeboys, you know what I'm saying, that been in that similar situation. And they didn't get to come home. So he came home, he put it in the song, you know what I'm saying? He didn't go out and say, well, I'm looking for revenge. And I'm like, no, bro, put it in the song, and he brought it, you know what I'm saying? It was real nice.
Shout out to him. I don't remember that brother's name, but shout out to you. If you listening, shout out to you.
Oh, yeah. And then I just wanted to thank Southside Nate, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get to meet Miss Buffy, but you know what I'm saying? For y'all giving us the opportunity to showcase our talent,
that's
you know what I'm saying? And bring it and come there and, you know, fellowship with one another. I've met a lot of people from Jersey, people from, you know, something like yourself, from Chicago, Queens. So it was right. it was a real good look. It was a real good look.
In the mansion.
That's a fact.
Let's not forget where we was at was, in a mansion. Right. So God is good.
God is good.
I came back home and I was talking for days. I was in New York. y'all ain't going to New York. I'm in New York.
That's a fact.
And that's everybody, fact. You know, see, I'm from, see, we're in the country. So everybody was like, well, did you meet Jay-Z? Did you meet? Yeah, yeah. I say, no. We wasn't in. They wasn't there.
Nah. So you got to feel it.
It was fun, though.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime feeling. You got to come feel it for yourself.
Oh, yes.
That's 100%.
I was blown away. The city, y'all city is beautiful. Southside, your neighborhood is beautiful. You have a beautiful house. You
appreciate,
know what I'm saying?
Appreciate.
Everything is just, it was totally different from Jacksonville. So.
That's a fact. Now, listen, I put
the hashtag dark-skinned niggas winning. So
that's a fact. Yes, we are. Tell them again, son.
Oh, yeah.
Now you sent me a song.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, the song is the first single off my new mixtape, Party God to the After Party.
Yeah,
it's a strip club song. It's called I Really Really Like Her. I performed it at the show. You know, we just shot a video to it at Bottoms Up Gentlemen's Club here in Duval, and we about to drop the video any day now. So I wanted to share it with y'all and bring it to there and get it spun live in New York City. And, you know what I'm saying, get some feedback from it, see what they say, you know what I'm saying. I want to kind of, you know, to the ladies, kind of apologize for the couple of lyrics, but it's a strip club thing, you know what I'm saying. So
man,
I want to
kind of
clarify that, you know. So, but at the same time, it's just something for you kind of to vibe to, you know. If you go to the strip club a lot, you feel a lot of the stuff I'm saying. So, you know what I'm saying. Without further ado, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Live on Keys to the Streets, your boy Buff back on the track, world familiar. I really, really like her, you know what I'm saying? Produced by the Wind Loud. Let's get it.
It's a stripper. She's just so gorgeous. I've been saving up my ones all week. I really, really like her. Buff back on the track, y'all. Ooh, I really, really like her. I really, really like her. Bitch, I really, really like her. Man, it's stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. It's a stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. Man, it's stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. It's a stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. Man, it's stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. Bitches like her, even other bad bitches wanna dike her. She the only one I wanna spend my brand on the couch in VIP, she gave me hand on. Baby only fuck with me cause my brand long. She know what I like, man, the mama den on. I'm the only nigga that can get that pussy wet. She the only bitch that can make me blow a check. She don't got a nigga, baby, got a girlfriend. We gon' have a threesome, me, her, and her girlfriend. It's all of these niggas, but don't got no cash. You spend all your cash, she still let me smash. My seal of approval, my stamp on that ass. You holler no money, she said she gon' pass. She say she gon' pass on you, bro, cause you broke. I'm up in that pussy, she moan when I stroke. She down her knees, all this dick in her throat. We not face on Facebook, but she still let me, nigga. Ooh, it's this stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. Man, this stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. Bitch, I really, really like her. Man, this stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. It's this stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. Man, this stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. It's this stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. Man, this stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. She the best I done seen on that stripper pole. I'm a nasty ass nigga, I'm an asshole. 37 old nigga with a bankroll. I can't even get that pussy on this dance floor. Just give her money, all I give her D-I-C-K. Pull up on a pussy nigga with that AK. I'm a hustler, but I don't work for Ray Ray. Slam big bitch, sexy like she Sade. Smoke a blunt, sip some hand, then she on the grind. I'ma wear that pussy out, that pussy on mine. I like it in the buck, I get that pussy from behind. All her friends let me fuck and all her friends fine. All of her friends and they stealing me, fuck if you niggas won't beef, you can call me go truck and
mix all of y'all rappers and all of y'all sub. Bro, you fuck at the house, but we fuck in my truck. Oh, this pussy so tight, oh, this pussy so clean. Baby, holler, she scream when I slide in between. I'm so deep in that pussy, my dick is unseen. And they bend in my music, my leg is
unseen. Bitch, it's a stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. Man, it's stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. It's a stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. Man, it's stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. It's a stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. Man, it's stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. It's a stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. Man, it's stripper, bitch, I really, really like her. Ooh, I really, really like her.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Thank y'all, man. This is, you know what I'm saying? That song right there, we did the video. The concept of the video was basically like the come up. You know, it's a Cinderella story. We start out the video. The girl that's playing in the video, shout out to my homegirl, Shay Badass.
Yeah.
She's one of the top strippers in the club. So I'm outside, you know,
tweeting,
you know what
her.
I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
On some workers type stuff. And I try to holler at her. She break me off. And she walk up with a dude. He flip me the bird and he go in the club. So,
that's
and then they come
is.
Back and say, like, a couple weeks later, I pull up in the Hummer,
with white bands
behind me. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? We go from back to forth. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to everybody who saw it in the video. The video was shot by my man Kick Addicts. He did my supersonic video, takeoff off Panda. So, you know what I'm saying? We linked up again and shot this video. But, you know what I'm saying? Big up to everybody who did it and started in it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be hot. It's the first single off my 12th mixtape, Party God 2, the after party. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Try to take over the city with it. Shout out to Southside, Nate. You know, DJ Southside, Jay, all y'all for spending it. So all the love y'all been showing me down here in Duval, you know what I'm saying? Much love and respect, y'all.
Much love. All listen, right. Man, we give you right back.
Keep it up. I like your swag, though. I hear that swag.
She like an actor. It's totally different, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a arrogant type person. You know what I'm saying? I've always been a shy, kind of withdrawn type person. You know what I'm saying? I'm Gemini, so I have two sides. I'm one side is like what you hear on Wax, and the other side, I'm just a regular country boy. You know,
there you go.
I love my
country
love
boy.
My mama,
okay.
Love my daddy. You know, so
let's get it. Now we appreciate you, number one. That would definitely be on our list for tomorrow. We're dropping a new list, new music, a lot of music from the showcase. So we're definitely going to be dropping it tomorrow. So we definitely got your tracks on. And once again, we appreciate you, man.
100%. Stay in touch.
Keep
that same energy.
King J too. I'm being your Zoom. I want to collaboration with you, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
And do something, you know?
That's what's up.
We can take it from there. He's going to debut on Keys to the Streets. And I'll definitely be back to New York City. Oh. You know what I'm saying? That's one of many trips. So appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Thank you all for spending my song. And let's get it. Duval.
Let's get it. Listen, I'm telling everybody where they can find you.
You can go on my social media, Instagram at Busback Legend. You can go on my Facebook, Derlin Busback Council Jr. Check me out on my fan page, Busback on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Started by my label, Science Music Records. Shout out to my CEOs, Penta and Warren Carter. You know what I'm saying? We getting ready to do things. I'm the first artist under the label. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just excited about that. We working on my new single right now. It's called Show Out. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be my first radio single. So we trying to get that debut here in Duval on 93.3, Charles Dollar Doom. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm working. You know what I'm saying? I got the mixtape about to drop on the 25th. I got a lot of stuff coming. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm constantly writing.
I'm constantly, you know what I'm saying? Studio. You see, Southside, you see my studio videos. So you already know how I get down when we get in the studio. We record it live and just kind of climb around and have fun. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what it's about. That's what it's about, my brother. Listen, we appreciate you 150%. We'll be in contact with you. We'll have you back on the show soon. And keep us in the loop,
yes,
and we'll let you know when the next showcase is dropping.
All right, and I'm coming all harder than ever this time. You know what I'm saying? Win or lose, I'm gonna just, you know what I'm saying, humbly accept whatever and just do what I do.
That's what's up.
Listen, man, you almost won. So you know what they say.
One and two. Two is just
but
as good
I,
as
I
one.
Lost, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. I lost to a great, you know what I'm saying, person. You know what I'm saying? I was mesmerized more by her performance. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said,
that's
it was all good, you know?
I appreciate
and, you know
that.
Miss Kenya, you know what I'm saying? Stay grinding, baby. Stay doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Dust them haters off. You know what I'm saying? Get
Dust
to the money.
Off. That's Let's what I do it. Best. Same to you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we'll see you later, right, Bus Back. All right.
It is. All right. Let's get it.
All right, peace. Yes,
peace.
Sir. Yes, sir. Let's get it. Great, great. That's the inspiration and the love that we bring. And that's what we love, man. That's what we love. All right, we had a great show. Extended, good show. A lot of positive vibes.
Shout out.
A couple of phone calls. I mean, it was dope. That's what it's about, man. That's what it's about. It's the whole experience.
That's what's up.
Letting people know where you're coming from and what you're about. So, Jay, what's good?
Yeah,
man, we're getting ready to wrap this up. It's been a great show. Keys to the Street.
Keys to the
My
Street.
My fault. Got caught up.
Yeah. That's Keys to the Street.
Keys to the Streets. Just want to let the people know that we definitely got some things in the works, so stay tuned.
We'll be live at
Aloha
Lounge.
Lounge. Next week, broadcasting live.
Long Island City with Mano. How about that?
Exactly. Mano, baby. So
how about that? You motherfucking haters.
Yeah. Hi, haters.
Brush the shoulders out.
That's right. They hate us because they ain't us.
Exactly.
Remember that.
Next week, live, we will be broadcasting from Aloha Lounge, but we're not going to start at 8. We're going to
start at 9,
correct?
9. Yeah. So the show starts at 9 next week, so make sure you stay updated.
Yeah,
we'll be starting at 9 o'clock. Everything will be live. We'll be interviewing. We'll be bringing you the actual showcase. We'll be talking to the artists, and we're going to have a few special things. So keep in touch with us on the page because we got some announcements, some big things coming. So
yeah,
just fuck with us.
Exactly. So that's about it. And shout out to Computer for
Right. Shout out to Artists on the Rise, too.
Yeah. Shout out to Artists on the Rise as well. Shout out to Computer. Shout out to Bus Back. Shout out to Kenya J.
Yes.
For coming through.
Shout out to Rock Boy Records. Shout out to DR for making that happen. Shout out to Mobb Deep.
Sony Records.
So this is what we do. We got more guests coming from that camp next week. We'll be dropping those flyers. And I think we have a few more for August. So our telephone lines are going to be lit for the next few weeks. So,
so
let's get it.
All right. So with that being said, we're about to wrap this up. Shout out to Buffy one more time.
Buff.
She holding things down at home. She'll be back soon. Really? This is every Thursday. But people are used to these buttons. Really? God damn it.
Shout out to everybody that listened.
Oh, and shout out to DJ Southside's t-shirt, Space Jam.
Oh, yeah. You
Space
see it, right?
Jam.
Winning.
Listen, this man will hook me up with a Transformers t-shirt, man. I wore that shit. I have to send him a picture.
Yo.
Man, it's nothing better than wearing classic t-shirts with the classic show that you grew up with, man.
Everybody look. Everybody take it. Oh, okay.
Everybody remember Space Jam.
Okay.
Hey, look for a G.I. Joe shirt, then we can talk.
Nice. I got you. I'm on
look
it.
Look for a G.I. Joe shirt.
Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you want to go there? Look for a He-Man shirt, then we can talk, man.
Ooh, there we go.
Street, baby. We are out this bitch. DJ Southside.
Jay.
Can you Jay?
And we are out this bitch.
Big chop won't miss a lick. Chop won't miss a lick. Chop won't miss a lick. 100 round drum, kill everybody. 100 round drum, kill everybody. Chop won't miss a lick.
Break that She hoppin' to the East Blake, huh? Hoppin' the dick like a bitch, huh? Suck on my dick like a chick. You're a copy, yeah, you like the copy shit. You ain't even on the stat until you caught it poppy shit, bitch. I got hella hoe, on some poppy shit. Need a poppin' bitch, need a solid bitch, harder than a brick.